This is the Maggie Dawn Show. John and Gordy in the morning, in the afternoon this time.
Right.
And Maggie will be back again tomorrow.
And we are here talking with Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Nick Ramos. And we wanted to talk about a couple of other things that are on the ballot for April 1st. First of all, tell us about the voter ID question on the ballot.
Ooh, you guys are going to be hot today.
Okay.
Yeah, if you didn't know, Wisconsinites, we've had a voter ID law, one that's been in place. It first got voted on back in 2011. It was then implemented in 2016. Mm-hmm. We've had it in place now. If you could do the math, it's 2025 now. It's been 9 years. Our legislature has decided that they want to take that bill and make it
part of the Constitution.
They want to cement it into the Constitution.
Yeah.
And for those keeping score at home, many experts have reviewed the voter ID laws across the country. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin single-handedly has one of the strictest voter ID laws known to date.
Right.
And I've been trying my hardest to explain to lawmakers that this bill, this amendment, it disenfranchises a whole demographic of folks that you haven't even begun to speak with or know. And like, at the end of the day, that like even one voter being disenfranchised is too many. Yeah. And so we are looking at this amendment. We think it's a waste of time. And the lawmakers have made a strategic decision to use the amendment process to legislate. And that's no way to actually be lawmakers in this country or in the state.
Right.
Like, you guys have all types of things that you could be doing, and yet this was your choice as far as trying to force an amendment that's already a law and then try and cement it into the Constitution. Why? Like, what? There has to be a reason why. And I think at the end of the day, it's to try and put away as many bad policies as possible so they can't be undone.
I think they want to normalize constitutional amendments, make it almost seem like this is normal to, you know, legislate this way instead of, you know, just normal legislation, which can come and go. But if it's in the Constitution, it's there forever and ever and ever. We're not going to get rid of it. We do have a call. We have Bob from Waukesha on the line. Bob, what do you got?
Well, I think we're going to have to let this play out with Trump and these people that I'll call them uneducated about politics.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to suffer for their vote. And it's a shame that we have to suffer with them because they swallowed his line of BS.
Yeah.
And our only hope is that by the midterms, these people wise up and we get this bum out.
Yeah.
He today that speech he gave about the airline crash, he just couldn't wait to blame Obama, to blame
Biden for the DEI programs. Yeah. Yeah. It was ridiculous, yeah, actually. Frustrating.
What he was saying, basically what he was saying is, in his language, they hired a bunch of retarded people.
Here's the thing, with what Trump did say about the accident. He said that he blamed DEI for this accident, and he was asked whether he had proof or not, and he said, "Well, I'm just smart. It's common sense, yeah, of course," and that's his proof. That's all he needed to say it was DEI. And, of course, suggesting that anybody who is part of DEI doesn't have the intelligence or capabilities of being a, whatever, working for the government.
It's just, one, Bob, thanks for calling in.
Yes.
Two, honestly, it's just comical at this point that everybody wants to thump their chest and talk about, we need to get back to being a meritocracy. We need to quit, helping out people just because of their differences, color of their skin, sexual preferences, whatever, gender mm-hmm. identity. And the thing is that if you really think about how this country has gone trajectory-wise, There have been so many people that have had the door slammed on their faces and never given an opportunity for jobs that they would be able to take if, but for they were a white person. And like, the thing is that like things like affirmative action, diversity, equity, and inclusion, it's not some kind of farce that we're just saying, oh, well, just because you're black, just because you're Mexican, just because you're this or that, that you just get a job just because of that and that alone. It's like we're trying to make sure that people all have an opportunity. We all don't get to start at the same part as far as running the race. And so, you know, DEI, it's become this taboo thing. It's become this thing that, oh, well, you know,
it's affirmative action is what they're insinuating. Mm-hmm. It isn't.
And it's not.
It has nothing to do with color.
No. And again, for Bob earlier, talking about like waiting for 26 and all this other stuff, brother, I got to tell you that like at the end of the day, there's a lot to be hopeful here in Wisconsin. I know it's easy to get jaded and apathetic, but like we have made a ton of progress, and the victories that we're going to get to enjoy for our democracy, it might not be felt at the federal level. We can do really good work here at the local and state level. And that's why my organization and other organizations, you know, we're putting our hearts into this to make sure that this year is a year of growth and not going backwards.
Sure.
And if people want to find out more about Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, Nick, as we wrap up here, tell them how they can do that.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be upgrading our website, so we're coming into the 21st century here, ladies and gentlemen. But you can check us out, www.wisdc.org. Definitely go subscribe, because you get to read stuff that comes from me and the team and stuff that you can be active in your community with. But love and appreciate you guys for tuning in.
Nick, right. Thank you so much. Nick Ramos. That's going to do it for John and Gordy. In for Maggie Dawn. She'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, and if you ever want to listen to our program, go to the Civic Media app and check out John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX.
Mm-hmm. It's been fun. Salvia's next.